Welcome, my friend, to the French Kiss Life podcast, all about living with more elegance, style, and joie de vivre in your everyday life. I'm Tanya Lee, your hostess. Let's get started. Hey, my friends. I have missed you. How have you been? I'm doing great. I just came back from New York City. I went to spend over a week to celebrate my friend's 40th birthday. And then my daughter flew out and we had a weekend together where we just did mother-daughter stuff. We went to a Broadway show. We went and had brunch and dinner and cupcakes and we did a little bit of shopping, but really we just spent some incredible time together. And now I'm back at home. I've got a full week of work and then I turn around this weekend and I go to Paris for a whole month. And I'm so excited. Honestly, sometimes I have to pinch myself thinking that this is the life that I've created. And I share that with you because I know there's something you want to create. Maybe it's more travel. Maybe it's a relationship. Maybe it's a business. Maybe it's a body that you really feel healthy in. Whatever it is, from the girl who came from the trailer, who at one time weighed over 70 pounds, more than I do today, that was broke and lonely, let me tell you, if I can create this, there is no reason why you can't. Now, in today's podcast, one of the things that I hear a lot of women say they want is they want to travel. And they have a lot of reasons why they can't. One of them being, I don't have someone to travel with. So I have some good news for you. Today, I want to share 8 ways traveling solo made me a better woman. So here it goes. I remember checking into my Parisian apartment. Emphasis on the I. There was no we. I. And there I was, completely alone in Paris. And I was like, what is that? It was total silence. When you are married at the young age of 18 and have your first child at 22, it's a very unusual sound or lack thereof. There was no one calling my name. There was no dinner to be made or laundry to be folded. I didn't have a to-do list or an alarm to wake up to. What is this? It was space. For the first time ever, I was truly alone in a foreign country, all by myself. This is the part where you cue up Celine Dion's song, All by Myself. But I was. And here's the thing. I had discovered that I didn't want to just read about life or watch it from afar. I wanted to dive in. Having worked as a critical care nurse, I was very familiar with the what-ifs and regrets that many people face at the end of their lives. Wishing to have traveled more, seen more of the world, or explored more was at the top of the list of regrets that I heard over and over with people on their deathbeds. You see, there comes a time in every woman's life when she gets to venture out into the open sea, or she can choose to watch from the shore. A well-lived life really does require that we face those things that scare us, not avoid them. It requires that we make the tough decisions instead of the easy ones. And most of all, it requires that we see ourselves as the adventurers in our own lives, not the victims. I knew that traveling the world was something I must do in this lifetime. When it came to embarking on my first solo trip, was I apprehensive? Yes. Was I worried about being alone for 8 days in a foreign country? Absolutely. Was I concerned about being able to navigate when I didn't speak the language? Bien sûr. However, my thirst for experiencing life far outweighed my fears. I remember thinking to myself, Tanya, what would your 90-year-old self want you to do? And the loud reply was this, she always tells me to buy the ticket. Now, adventure travel looks different for all of us. Even though I have no desire to backpack 2,650 miles along the Pacific Crest Trail, while reading Cheryl Strayed's Wild, I was reminded of my own first solo adventure. Granted, her story makes mine look like small potatoes. In my adventure in Paris, I wasn't trekking through the wilderness with a backpack losing toenails. I was sauntering through the Marais, tasting chocolate and listening to street bands. But whatever your definition of adventure is, it's imperative that you embrace it as part of a well-lived life. Unfortunately, far too many women hang out in the comfort of their own little corners of the world, allowing excuses to stop them from becoming an explorer of the world and pushing the edges of their existence. The most common excuses are, I don't have enough money. I don't have the time. I don't like being alone. I'm afraid it's not safe. I have kids. At least those were mine. Although they felt true, I noticed how these little beliefs, actually they're big beliefs, were showing up everywhere, not just in my desire to travel. Over the course of my first solo trip abroad, I experienced both mind-blowing occasions and heart-wrenching moments. And when I boarded the plane to return home, I was not the same woman that I was when I arrived. Here are some of the indispensable lessons that I have learned from traveling solo. Number one, you learn to listen to your gut. When I arrived in Paris, I was on autopilot. Most of my moments were spent in my head thinking about what I didn't do or what I needed to do. However, when you're walking down a dimly lit street at midnight in a foreign country, all that mind chatter doesn't serve you. You must tap into a deeper intuition and trust what your body tells you. Things like, don't go that way. It's safe. Saunter on. Stop into that brasserie. Strike up a conversation with that person. Stay away. Go left. Turn back. Traveling alone requires a navigational system that isn't found in Google Maps or your iPhone. It's a deep wisdom uncovered in those moments when you listen to your body. Tapping into your intuition, not only in travel, but in life, is a very useful skill to have. Travel just happens to be a great exercise in waking that system up. Number two, you gain confidence. Far too many women believe that they can't do life alone. And this belief impacts so many of their decisions, from staying in an unhealthy marriage to moving to a new city, even though their soul desires more. Traveling solo gives you an opportunity to prove to yourself that you can do things alone while building your confidence and filling up your passport with stamps. It truly is a win-win. One of the things I love to witness in women who travel to my in-person and hand-curated French Kiss Life experiences is the amount of confidence they gain by stepping outside of their comfort zone and putting themselves in new situations and around new people. When you realize that you can absolutely figure out the metro system or not starve, even though you don't understand one word on the menu, you begin to trust in your ability to flourish in your own life, even if you don't know everything. By the way, we never know everything. It's in the going out there and living life that we gain more knowledge and wisdom. You gain the courage to apply to that new job, walk away from a relationship, or start a new business, all because you believe in your ability to navigate your life. Number three, you can do whatever you want to do. When was the last time you had an entire week to yourself, just you? No boss or husband to answer to, no kids to get to school, no meetings to attend, no errands to run. There's something so beautiful and magical about being able to do whatever you want to do. You're able to experience total freedom with only one person to consider, yourself. Imagine some of the simple luxuries. Sleep in, stay out late, nap at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, go sit somewhere and read a book, dance on tables, order the dessert. When you return home, you'll of course step back into your obligations, but you'll do so with a new awareness about the importance of space to do things that fill your soul. Number four, you get to exercise your decision muscle. Before my first solo adventure, I was the classic indecisive woman. Where do you want to eat? I don't know. Where do you want to go? I don't know. What do you want to do? I don't know. What day is it? I don't know. It wasn't that bad, but yeah, I was pretty indecisive and I was comfortable in my indecision. And yet that comfort was costing me so much, such as the ability to move forward in my life. Being indecisive is an excuse to stay where you are. Alternatively, when you're traveling alone, you don't have a partner, friends, or anyone to decide for you. You're forced to make decisions. And in that decision-making, you learn to trust your ability to do so. You decide and you move on. Making decisions is a crucial part of being a successful woman. Without intentional and strong decisions, we simply stay stuck, living the same days, months, and years out of fear of getting it wrong. Traveling solo will break you of that habit. Just booking the ticket is a powerful decision that will begin to change the trajectory of your life. Number 5, you get to play with new ways of being. At home, we are surrounded by people who see us a certain way. This familiarity often means that any attempt to change is often met with resistance from ourselves and others. Traveling solo gives you the opportunity to step away from the noise and play with your beingness. Away from the familiar and surrounded by strangers, you can explore new ways of being, more open or standoffish, bold or demure, sexy or conservative, flirtatious or innocent. You can dress in ways that you wouldn't typically dress. A low-cut V-neck shirt, a pencil skirt, over-the-knee boots, or a see-through blouse paired with a classic blazer. The world around you when you're traveling solo feels like a blank slate as far as you're concerned. And during your trip, you get to decide what you want to create. It allows you to flirt with trying on new ideas. And then when you get home, you have a better chance at deciding who you want to be instead of living on autopilot of who you think you should be. Number 6, you get to meet yourself. The most beautiful and painful part of my first solo trip was meeting myself. With everyday life distractions, I had avoided me for years. It was far easier to be busy than to face my own inner demons. But eventually, I've learned, somewhere in life, there will be an opportunity to meet yourself. I propose that you don't wait to be forced into this encounter. Someone once told me, you know who you really are when you're all alone in a room with no one to distract you. Imagine a whole week. You will know parts of yourself that you didn't know before your trip. There's a beautiful scene in a movie I love called Paris Je T'Aime, and it's about a woman named Carol. She's a postal worker from Denver who travels to Paris alone. And in this scene, she's sitting on a park bench, and she describes a feeling of joyful sadness as she witnesses the life around her. I had a similar moment. Walking along the Seine on a crisp winter evening, I cried for a solid hour. With a snotty nose and puffy eyes and smeared eyeliner, I sat with all of the thoughts that I had buried for far too long. My not enoughness, my perceived failures, my buried dreams. It was this beautiful, messy release that for the first time in a long time, I felt alive. Unfortunately, in Paris, seeing a woman cry by the Seine isn't unusual. Traveling solo does give you a chance to meet yourself and truly wake up and feel alive. Number 7, you'll have space to reflect and dream. When was the last time you stepped away from life and just allowed yourself to see where you are and where you want to go? With our busy lives, we can't even think about what's for dinner. The big questions? Not a chance. It can feel like you're on the treadmill of life with barely enough time to shower. To dream, please. Who has time for that? However, when you travel alone, you will have space to see your life from a meta view, what's working and what's not, what you want and what you don't want, and what you dream of and what you've buried and what you're ready to create. When you travel alone, I encourage you to keep a journal with you at all times because you can bet you'll have new, fresh ideas, epiphanies, things you'll not want to forget, and inspiration that you'll want to capture. And then finally, number 8, you're invited to come home. Traveling alone is a woman's invitation to return home to herself. You know, when I travel for the first time alone, I feared missing home and being lonely during my trip. While I deeply miss my daughter, I discovered a woman's truth. Home is always within you. During my week in Paris, I discovered what needed to be cleaned out, the not enoughness, the lack of forgiveness, and the resentment, and what needed to be brought in, more joy, love, fun, pleasure, and confidence. You know, women will tell me often that they don't want to be alone. They're afraid of it. And I get that. But the reason being alone frightens some is because of the darkness that's buried in the recesses of their minds. I know because I had some deep, dark corners that I'd avoided for years. However, as hard as you may try, you can't escape you. There's this monstrous beauty and deep darkness and coming home to yourself. But for those who have the courage to do so, you will never feel alone again. To this day, I seek out opportunities to travel alone, whether it's a road trip, a weekend getaway, or to a networking event. Each time I go, I return home with this deeper appreciation and confidence in myself. So if your soul is stirring for a solo adventure, listen to it. Of course, you don't have to travel to Paris or even to a foreign country, although I do highly recommend it. It could be a day trip to the neighboring county or a weekend getaway at a nearby resort. It may simply be a day of hiking in the woods all by yourself, or it could be jumping in your car or plane to come see me. Oh yeah, I'm cooking up some goodness for you all this year. But if you're ever in doubt, just do what I did. Consult with your 90-year-old self. What would she tell you to do? I bet she's going to tell you to book that ticket. So, since we're talking about travel, I made you a little something. It's a travel audio where I disclose these 6 travel expert tips I never follow. Because when you do decide to book that ticket, I want you to travel with style, luxury, and confidence, which may require you to do what I've had to do, and that's break a lot of the travel rules that we're told we should follow. So if you are interested in this travel audio, it's absolutely free. You can head over to FrenchKissLife.com/solo travel. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of the French Kiss Life podcast, and I'm excited to see where in the world you choose to go next. Have a great day. Cheers. One more thing before you go. Did you enjoy this episode of the French Kiss Life podcast? Or maybe you've been listening for a while. If so, I would be so grateful if you would subscribe so that you never miss an episode and leave me a review. Thank you so much in advance. Now go out there and French kiss your life.